Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to
the
east
to
the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I see was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads Nationwide, all over the country. My goodness, my gracious, I feel good. Gobble, 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 gobble. Oh, man, I feel the turkey coming on, man. Oh, man, I feel the ham coming on. Oh, man, I feel the dressing coming on. I feel all the goodness of the holiday spirit. And, you know, the one thing I want to talk about, our topic today, because we're going to be talking about unsolved murders in Minneapolis. But before I do that, I want to talk about what y'all going to do about this Christmas spirit and folks spending their rent money, car payment money.
Oh, God.
Electric bill money, light bill money.
All of it.
On them iPods and games. And what we going to do about people that are taking their hard-earned money and spending it on... My baby ain't going to sit around and watch everybody open up presents. Not my baby. I wish I would let my baby sit up here on Christmas Day and Santa Claus don't come. Santa Claus getting ready to turn up around here.
The landlord better hold up.
What do you think about people? You know people that do that, don't you?
Yes, I know people that do that, and I think it's sad. I really do. I mean, I'm not going to say I don't have anything to do with the holidays. I don't say nothing bad about holidays. I love the holidays. I love the holiday season. But to sit back and spend all your money on holidays and then afterwards be fighting to pay your rent, to keep a roof over your head, to feed your children, I think it makes no sense.
It makes absolutely no sense. So what's the solution?
You know, the solution is to not do it. You know, to be a little bit smart. First off, I found, even though I don't celebrate Christmas, I find that if you buy your children things all throughout the year, they won't sit up and during Christmas, they won't be so sad about what other people are getting and what other people are opening up because they have things. You know, like, I don't celebrate Christmas, you know that. Like, you know, I don't go into all of the trees and the present giving and all of that. But my kids are never upset because all year round I get them gifts and little things that I can afford without putting myself behind.
So, you don't celebrate Christmas. Doesn't your daughter ever say, Mommy, I want to celebrate Christmas?
Oh, but of course she do. She has a grandmother that does it no matter what her mom says. So, like, I don't celebrate Christmas, but her grandma puts up a tree, cooks, makes sure she gets her grandbaby presents, you know. So she still gets it regardless. It's just I don't do it. We don't.
But she does it. So she's still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't participate. You just watch her open gifts. That's what that is.
That's what that is.
Hey, we got, you listen to Blog Talk Live all across the nation. That was Sarita, and we got Joanne here, and we're waiting on our co-host, Mama Tree, supposed to be calling in and talk about some of the unsolved homicides, so we're waiting on her to call in. She's on Las Vegas time. Joanne, how you doing? What are your thoughts about parents that spend their money, and then they run down to Mary Jo's and whine and cry?
No, they really shouldn't. Me personally, I'm a very responsible person, and I usually start 2 months ahead before Christmas actually comes up, so I won't put myself in a bind. But people that do that, then they want to count on family members to give them the money back, or they want to run down to Mary Jo's, like you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You put yourself in a bind for a one-day event throughout the year. And if you do things throughout the year, you won't have that problem at the end of the year.
Well, you know, that's absolutely true. We want to talk. We want to be talking about, Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown.
Yeah.
All this stuff is happening, and the guy that killed Trayvon Martin killed himself just the other day or last week. And the officer that killed Michael Brown is, I guess, he's going to resign from the police department. He doesn't want to put any pressure on the police department, but they said that they let him go because there were bruises on him. Where they could see where he had had a struggle with Mr. Brown, and that that Mr. Brown was stealing stuff from the store, and that he had to protect his life. And so therefore, even though he was unarmed, he says he was like he was a crazed maniac, and the only way he could defend himself was to kill him. So my question is, people say, you know what, I'm not going to apologize for the looting and the burning. What do we say as a black community? I don't agree with that. I don't think you burn up our places. I don't think you burn up our stuff that belongs to us. What are your thoughts about this?
My thoughts about that is crazy. I've always thought that was crazy to go out up where we have to stay. You know, they don't think about these. This is where we have to live. I mean, I don't live there. You all are tearing up where you have to live, the stores, police cars, who really are out there to protect us. For me, I wait on God. You know, and I think that's what everybody should do. Everybody's going to get what's coming to them one way or the other. And I personally don't put too much thought into things like this. I just give it to God because God's going to take care of it. Didn't you just say, what's his name, killed himself, the one that killed Trayvon Martin?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's good to kill yourself, but I am saying that in some kind of frame of fashion, he got something.
He got what he had coming.
I don't know how to put that. I don't want to put it in a mean way, but in some kind of way, he got, you know, he got paid for what he did. So I just feel that, you know, everybody should just pray on it. Don't tear up everything. Pray on it.
Well, you're absolutely right. And so we're taking callers. Let's see, we got a caller on the line right now. We're talking about unsolved murders in Minneapolis, and so we've got a caller, 0741. Thanks for calling Blog Talk Radio. How you doing? Hello? Welcome to Blog Talk. How you doing?
Warm right now. We're great.
Okay. What do you want to say about the homicide?
Yes, we're doing. I wanted to say that yes, we don't approve of the young man getting killed and an indictment happened that the police officer did not get indicted for it. That the police officer did not get indicted for it, and that was wrong on every part.
Okay. That was wrong on every part, but then where do we go from now? Where do we go from here?
I have one more person that wants to talk. Hold on, this is Tommy.
Okay.
Yes, hello?
Yeah, Tommy. So where do we go from here now? The rioting, the looting, the man got let go. Where do we go from now? Where do we go now? What do we do?
Well, I promise you that destroying the city and burning everything down definitely isn't the answer. It really is not going to get anything. I mean, these people are destroying their own neighborhoods and everything that's happening. So if I had an answer to where we go from here, I'd say, you know, if anything, let go and let God, because, that, I mean, the man gave himself 100 days to come up with a verdict they already knew that they was going to have.
Right, absolutely. They already knew they were going to have it. So,
they already knew that they was going to have this verdict, and all they did was give themselves time for trying to bend the system to make it work to in their favor, which is exactly what they did.
So what do we have to do now? We have to, as a people, what do we have to do?
Honestly, I wish I had the full answer to that, because St. Louis being my hometown, it's like, what can you do? Because, I mean, it always been one of the top-rated crime cities in the whole U.S. So it's what can you say? Don't get into it with police officers, but that's impossible. So I wish I could say what you do now, what to do, where do we go from here, other than accept it and ain't really nothing they can do other than probably retaliate like they doing now, but still, it's not the answer.
So, if you could tell your brothers and sisters in your hometown, St. Louis, some things, what would you really tell them?
I mean, I'd honestly tell them how I truly felt. And then the crazy thing is, it's like how I feel is America will always be America. America will always be America. To work in its favor. And I saw something on Facebook not too long ago that was made perfect sense when it said that a system will never fail when it was never made to protect a certain people.
That's right. That's right. You're absolutely right.
I want to thank Tommy. When it was never made to protect a certain people. So,
thank you, Tommy. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. A system will never fail when it wasn't designed to protect a certain people. And I want to thank everybody that's called in, the winners of our gift packs. You won your gift pack. It's sitting here waiting for you. So make sure you come and get it. Also, I'm going to go to just received a bulletin about a young lady that they are looking for that I'm going to go right to it. A young lady that they were looking for from 1992. Her name is Lorraine Ballard. She was born in December 19th, 1972, and she was last seen April the 17th, 1992, and she has a baby. That baby is probably a teenager now, but that woman loved her baby so much. She would have never, ever, last she was seen in the 600 block of East 16th Street in Minneapolis. And she disappeared. That baby is still alive, which is a teenager now. If you know anything about Charisse Ballard, if you know anything about her, pretty little lady there, nice young lady, but she has been missing ever since. So we're going to go right to our co-host, Mama Treese. Mama Treese, how you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads Across the Nation.
I'm doing fine.
Well, that's good.
Hello.
Serena said, hey.
Hey, Mama Trees.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
We're doing good. You know, did you know Charisse Ballard? Did you know her?
No, I'm not for sure. The name sounds familiar, but I'm not for sure. So.
But what we're talking about is unsolved. We're talking today about unsolved homicides and deaths that have happened and people not being able to solve them. You know, we just got to talking about what's going on in St. Louis and all these cases, Crime Stoppers. You want to know a lot about some of the homicides in Minnesota, go to Crime Stoppers. That's their website is just Crime Stoppers, and the hotline number is 1-800-222-8477. And so if you know something, say something all across the station, Missouri, in Chicago, in L.A., and all across the country, we've got a case of being silent. Mm-hmm. And so we allow perpetrators to destroy our community because we're afraid to say anything. And then when people try to step in and do something on their own, we have folks that are indicted now because people are so fed up. They're saying, arrest somebody. Do something. If you're not going to talk to us, folks, we're just going to have to do what we have to do and just start arresting folks. And so that's beginning to happen because the FBI, the local enforcement, the sheriff's office, everybody's tired of getting complaints. What are you going to do? Everybody's saying, what are you going to do? And they're saying, we can't do nothing. Nobody will talk. But I want to talk about this local stuff. We talk about national, and every time a white person kills somebody, we're so easy to jump at it and do something about it. But what about when a black man kills a black man? We don't want to do much, but be quiet. You want to talk about that a little bit, Mama Treese?
You know what? It's as you was talking, my mind was just racing. And I do want to just say that Michael Brown's father and mother, you know, my heart goes out to them. But, you know, in Minnesota, we have a lot of Michael Brown fathers and mothers, you know, and we just seem to just always forget about what we should be actually focusing on a daily on a daily schedule. We should always think about our own, think about our own neighbors, think about our own babies. You know, I'm Michael Brown's mom. You know, I can sit up and say I'm Catrice Champion, and I lost a child to murder. You know, and every day I live that out. I'm Angela, Nehemiah's mother. You know, every day I hurt for that child. Pula Loke, I hurt for that child. Baby Terrell, I hurt for that child. It's so many murders in Minnesota that's not being solved, but we want to sit up and watch TV and get some he say secondhand news and run with it. I'm so mad about Michael Brown. I'm so mad about Michael Brown. But you know what? I said before, I'm just for right. No violence. No stealing, you know, loving your neighbor. God gave us 10 commandments, and it was many more left up on that mountain. Moses didn't bring all of them down. And the 10, we can't even get past 10 of the commandments. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. We can't even get past 10 of them. But I done worked my little self up to 9 of them. I got one more to conquer, and I'll be all right. But stealing, nobody is talking about that child going in that store, harassing that man, the owner, and stealing. They ain't talking about that. We just sitting there looking at a white man killed this kid, a police officer. I'm going to tell everybody, I'm looking at it a little different. I need the police. We need the police, y'all. So while we trying to stir up and get the police, the system, we got to know what we're fighting for. We got to know what we're fighting for. You know,
Amen.
my fight is to all come together. Like I said before, divided we together we stand, and divided we can fall. If we stand together and come on the same accord, if all the community today follow up with their leadership in the community and actually listen instead of being in an uproar talking about this Michael Brown, we will get an understanding on what we should do in our own community. Don't act like this is just something new to us. We all been down this road before.
Amen.
Excuse me. All been down this road before.
You listen to Blog Talk Radio. Hold on, Mama Treats going to get back with you. You listen to Blog Talk Radio nationwide. We got Mama Treats online. She is a co-host. And I want to say big ups once again to Florida, Iowa, New York, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Omaha. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Yeah, we want to say big ups. I've got another call on the line. You heard from Mama Treats. You heard from Sarita. You heard from Joanne. You've heard from us all. Let's hear what this brother or sister has to say. 5737, you're welcome to Blog Talk Nationwide.
How you doing? My name is Alonzo. I'm also a Minneapolis Mad Dad.
Mad Dad.
That's right. I wanted to say I love you, Mama Tree. You're absolutely right about a lot of things you're saying. You know, it is terrible. Back in the day when I was growing up, I could go 5-6 blocks away from my house and do wrong, and I'd get home and I'd get a whoop. My mom would already know what I've done, what was going on, because people would call and let you know what your child was doing nowadays. People in the community don't want to speak up for their community, for their own family members. At some point, it's going to hit home. I don't care how quiet you think you are, what you stopped doing. I stopped gang banging. I got my life together. I told my kids, you know, this is not the life. I've done it. It's not going to get you anywhere. Two of my boys got jobs. one of my sons decided that he did not, he wasn't really gang banging, but he still wouldn't stay out of the streets. And June 1st, a young man, three young men jumped out of a car, opened fire. Now, this was a block club party. There was over 100 people on that block. No one said a word. We talked to the police officers, the ladies at the candy store were right there. They refused to say anything. You know, and it's just amazing how we think that being quiet is going to help save our own family members, our own kids. It's not. People out there need to understand that if you don't speak up and say something, you know, that at some point it's going to hit your home, and then you're going to want somebody to say something. And that's the shame of it. You got to
wait
at your home for a person to be able to say, now I want to speak out. Now I want to say something. They killed my baby. You know, that's not the time. Before your baby get hurt is when you're supposed to protect your child. People talk about how much they love their kids. I love my baby. But yet and still, you'll let your baby run up and down the street hanging out with the wrong people. My mama loved me to death, and my mama showed me she loved me by chasing me down in the street and jumping out her car with a stick and swinging at my head. That's one of the reasons I'm still alive today, because she refused to let the gang members take me over, take control
That's
of my life, and put me in situations that would get me killed. That was love. That's love. Getting out your bed, getting out in your car, and running around the neighborhood looking for your child and letting the gang members know, you are not going to have my baby. That's love. Sitting at home talking about, I don't know where he at, or I haven't seen him today, and then when the police come knocking on your door, you act like you're so surprised. You know your child ain't been home all week. You know, it's just amazing how people in our community just don't seem to understand that it's getting worse and worse. You know, but all we can do is pray and continue to do what we do as Mad Dads and get out there and let the people know. I'm not afraid. I wasn't afraid as a gang member. I'm not afraid as a Mad Dad. No way, no how will I have fear in my heart now that I know I got God on my side, even though he's been there the whole time, and that's the reason I'm still alive today. You know?
Thank you. We want to just thank you. Thank you, Juan. Thank you very much, Alonzo. We listen to Blog Talk Radio Nationwide. If you want to call in, well, we see the phones are lit up, man, and we got all kinds of people. But if you want to talk, you have to push that one so I know that you want to talk. I mean, we got tons of folks. I want to say thank you very much for calling. That call-in number is 21. I'm sorry. That yeah, the call-in number is
347.
Yep. Okay, so many numbers over here. 347. 215-9262. Thank you very much, Sheree. My voice was changing. See, I got like a That's how we roll. Call that number in. We're going to go back to Mama Treese. Mama Treese, you know, it's kind of interesting how we noticed you had a little, some threads on Facebook where you were saying earlier how if you talk about some of the stars in the community, everybody wants to chime in. But when you talk about people opening up their mouths and talking about what's going down in the neighborhoods, nobody wants to talk. What is wrong with us?
What is wrong with us? Our morals are in the wrong place. We all want to get for ourselves. It's a greedy thing. It's a jealous thing. It's an envy thing. When this person loses their child and they get a lot of attention in the community, we have people that sit on the side that just sit and just envy. And instead of loving and caring about the situation and taking a stand and being there for that parent, they're not. They're really not. And just like Lonzo said, don't wait until you get a call and yellow tape is around your child, and then you want to say, why me, Lord? Why not you? Why not you? You know, why sit on the couch and throw lugs at other folks and talk about they what they doing in the community? Why don't you get up off your couch and you come and volunteer and be a mother in the community? It's room for everybody. It's room for everybody. Get up, get out there, and talk. You're talking about what so-and-so is doing anyway.
That's right.
But you ain't talking about what you need to be talking about. Kids with these guns.
Well, you know, you have some rights. I want to kick off a few. In September 11, 2008, Jim Neusser was on his bicycle, and he was killed at 4:15 a.m. It's been unsolved. There were three infants. The remains of three children, two girls and a boy, have been found at different times in the Mississippi River between 1999 and 2007.
Unsolved.
And those killings have been unsolved. Who in the world would kill three wonderful babies? Why not adopt them or give them for adoption? Why kill them?
Right.
It doesn't make sense. In 1997, there was a murder of a missing person, but they found the body, and nobody knows who did it. 38-year-old woman. Cassandra Willis, African-American woman, was murdered at 1515 Park Avenue South in 1996. She was visiting the 12th floor of the Minneapolis Public Housing Authority high-rise. Nobody knows who killed her.
Wow.
Those close to her called her Pumpkin. Beautiful young lady, 36 years old. That doesn't include all the babies. That doesn't include Terrell Mays. That doesn't include Nehemiah. It doesn't include all those things.
Didn't include Larry.
Doesn't include all that. And in 89, the murder of a 26-year-old woman. Her name was Heather Lambert.
I don't remember that one.
They got a $1,000 reward out for information. She was last seen leaving for work at 3:30 p.m. at 414 Nicollet Mall. She was known for taking the 16 bus. They found her body at 10 a.m. November the 3rd. In a shallow water in a river on Highway 95. All these unsolved homicides. I was looking at a documentary, Mama Treese, and he said that the African-American race is the only race where we have unsolved homicides and missing people at the same rate, 2,500, 3,000 across the country. We're the only race, and there's a reason why. Because we're the only race that refuses to talk about what's happening. We have so many secrets.
Too many.
And the secrets are killing us. Mama Treese, I want you to talk about that in just a minute. Hold your thoughts. I'm going to go right back. I've got somebody on the line. 8710. You're on the line. You have something you want to say? 8710. Now, 8710, I'm going to have to go because I'm going to go back to Mama Treese. We're going to go back to Mama Treese. Mama Treese, give us some solutions because we need some solutions and we need to solve. Give us some solutions. What can we do?
You know what? Like the Mad Dads have a relationship in the community, we have to get out and form a relationship with the community. We have to know what's happening inside the homes. We have to know what's happening inside the schools. But the only way we're going to do it is if we get up. We got to get up and get out. You know, we have to learn our children, learn what they need, not what we always want to give them, but what is going to work for them. You know,
I've got a text message.
You're absolutely
we just
right.
Have, you know, we got to spend time. We have to go out here and we have to have some prayer. You know, we have to have some nation prayer. You know, not just prayer. I pray for my kids and I pray for myself every night. I got to pray for the world.
Amen.
I got to pray for all the kids. I got to pray for the mothers that don't know that they raising killers. It's a lot of mothers that are doing their best and fathers and don't realize that their kids are sick. And I thank God that I was allowed to go to a class and get educated on mental health. We have a lot of young people out here that are mentally not healthy.
Amen,
you know,
to that.
We have a when black people don't like to give our kids medication, but when we see our kids smoking weed, it's okay. You know,
right.
It's okay that they smoking weed, but that is messing with their head. Everything goes to the head, and when the head ain't together, the body can't do what it's supposed to do. And when we have kids that's acting out, going in schools, killing kids, it ain't just a white and black thing. Look, God made all of us as one. I have to say, when Carol in the office, when the lights go out and she stand up against the wall, she has a shadow. With Mama Tree stand up against the wall, I have a shadow. And our shadows are all the same. God gave us a shadow. White, black, Korean, Mexican, all of us is as one. So I don't look at color. I don't look at color. And we have to get together, and it goes back to getting together. See, I don't like to stand in a crowd. A lot of people don't like to stand in a crowd. A lot of people want the mic. A lot of people that's got the mic don't need the mic because they ain't saying nothing. So we have to get together and find a solution on one accord, and we gotta make it work. Because we was placed in this world of sin, and it's a life lasting thing. It's a long term thing, and we have to save our babies. We got to save ourselves. So only thing I can say is, you all get up and let's all go to work because we got a job to do.
Amen.
You listen to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. You heard from Mama Trees. Thank you for that. All the way in Las Vegas, Nevada, where it's nice and toasty, where we just got through scraping ice off the window. Oh, my goodness. And I almost slipped and fell earlier. But that's all right, because one day we will make it out there to Vegas.
Amen.
And enjoy that sunshine.
Amen.
So, Boston. Did I say Boston? We don't have one in Boston. God must be getting ready to
God
do something. Florida, Iowa, New York, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Iowa, Las Vegas, the Moms Division out in Las Vegas. And don't forget, we just kicked it off in Dallas-Fort Worth. Dallas-Fort Worth, got to add you to the list. And I want to say to all our listeners, man, we had a lot of listeners. Y'all keep plugging in. Y'all keep tuning in. Next week, our topic is going to be the role of a real mother. The role of a real mother. That's going to be a real mother for you.
Oh,
Blog
yeah.
Talk Radio, you listen to it right here live. Mad Dads.
Mad Dads.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Mad Dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, you struggle fighting serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.